it will increase the connection between real people.
More and more stuff will be connected, and it will be more easier for us to control something remotely.
The technology can be used in rural areas, which will, I suppose, make them less rural.
The Internet of Things, or IoT, is a collection of essential computer devices. From measuring the temperature of a room to tracking the flow of a specific product, what IoT can do is very scalable. This hackathon event wants to explore the social impact that IoT can exert. To be more specific, to show how the latest IoT technologies can improve the education and livelihoods of left-behind children in China. Cadella Burrows is a third-year student from New York University in Shanghai. He and his team members are trying to make a checkmark device for left-behind children to help them build stronger relationships with their parents. Burrows explains how the device works.
The kids will have this device that allows for an adult. So if they go to school, the teacher will put their fingerprint on the device, and then it will checkmark and say, okay, we've done it, right? And then at that point, the kid gets a little light that pops up on it to show that they've done it. At the same time, their parents, wherever they are also having this device. So if the parent goes to work, then they'll checkmark and say, I've gone to work today. And it will also show them that their kid has gone to school or not.
Burrow says the checkmark device will work like a game for kids to inspire them to do what they need to do.
So if the kid feels like a sort of a small competition, so it's like, oh, today I really, really want to beat my parent at like going and doing all the responsibilities that I have, even though they're not necessarily together. So they're like playing a game together passively, even though they're not together.
A series of symposiums focusing on the topics like why IoT matters and how it works have been held during this event. Yasha Sharaf, Program Manager of the Internet of Things with Intel Corporation, also a speaker of the symposiums, says he is impressed by the solutions brought up by the students.
There are students who are very good with design thinking, students that are very good with coding, students that are very good with ideation, and they're taking all these different elements of innovation, putting it together, again, in a diverse team, to then look at a problem that may not have been looked at that with that point of view before. And so the solutions that they're coming up with are essentially brilliant.
This hackathon event is co-chaired by the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Intel, and New York University, Shanghai. Christian Gorell, professor with NYU Shanghai, says this event can open students' eyes as well as help them learn about how to work with others.
So what I hope they can learn is both A, this stuff takes a lot of time, and you constantly run into problems, especially over this period of time. And because they spend long amounts of time working on these together in groups, you really learn the value of leadership. So it's teamwork. The second thing I hope that they learn, and maybe it's more about like the challenge itself, can you build something that actually has a fit in the market?
The event will conclude this afternoon, and six groups will present products completed in the past 48 hours. For CRI, I'm Yohong Lin.